This is Eric Davis at the 2013 San Diego Comic-Con. I'm with Mark Webb, the director of The Amazing Spider-Man and its sequel, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is here. Mr. Webb, I have to start by asking you this question. How many people have asked you if your last name is what landed you the gig? Because I want to believe that somebody said, this guy's named Webb. Give it to him.
I think you're the first person to ever have brought that up. It's a very original question. Thank you for that. I never thought about that before. It comes up from time to time. I think it's on Twitter, occasionally people bring it up. Occasionally, you know, every 15 minutes or so.
Now, I'm really curious, you know, you guys, while you were shooting the sequel, they announced two other films, and I'm interested in that decision and what prompted it and whether that was something that was already happening, whether or not you felt like you wanted to extend the story. Like, I'm curious about how that whole thing happened.
Right. I think that we were, you know, there's always been a plan to expand this universe, to make a series of films that were interrelated and that weren't purely episodic, that there were certain ongoing stories that were going to play out over multiple films. So that's always been in the works. And there's been some early talks about what the nature of those next two movies are. It's too early to talk about too many of the details, but if you pay attention to this film that's coming out, which will come out, of course, in May of next year, you may get a feeling and a sense of what's to come in the future.
Now, are you going to kind of lead this horse all the way? Are you going to be directing all four of them? I mean, where are you at with that?
Who knows? I mean, the fourth one was a little bit of a surprise to me, but we'd always talked about this being a set of three movies, but there may be elements that expand outside of Spider-Man that could fulfill that fourth film.
Yeah, that's a lot of people have talked about whether or not, you know, Marvel, I feel like, with the Avengers, kind of opened this world of shared universes, and there it's being applied to a lot of different things. And do you see yourself kind of planting those seeds, and it could kind of branch out outside of Spider-Man for other films that are connected? And are you laying that groundwork?
Well, there's certainly groundwork that's been laid, even from the first film. That will play out. You know, the detail and the nuance of that is we're still sort of working on exactly how that will work. But we're everybody, myself and the rights holders, are all excited by the possibilities. There's so many rich characters in the Spider-Man universe that I think there's something exciting about being able to overlap and to combine different universes.
What's one thing you're doing on this sequel that you didn't get to do on the first one that is really exciting to you?
Well, you know, we don't have to do the origin story, but so creating a story that is completely original was really wonderfully exciting and liberating. Electro is a fantastically cinematic villain, and there's something truly terrifying and godlike about his power. And that's something that's been fun to develop and conceive of, not only visually, but conceptually, how this creature, who is mythological in scope, what happens when he's unleashed in New York City, and the visual spectacle of it, I think is going to be really fantastic. And we're doing some terrible things to Times Square, which I think is going to be really fun to watch.
You know, speaking of villains, and I'm interested in this, you know, I know people criticize Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 3 for having a lot of villains and that they didn't work with it correctly. This film, I mean, I think by last count has like 47 villains or potential villains, and that's a joke. But it's got a lot of characters who have the potential to be villains. Some are clear, and so I'm curious how you navigating around that sort of.
One of the things about Spider-Man that I think is really fun is the villains. People who become villains often don't start off as villains, and most of the relationships even with a lot of villains, like these relationships are based in love in some ways, and there is a, how do I put it? Like, you know, we're teasing out certain characters that, may not be his main foes, you know, but it's really about making life as complicated and as difficult for Peter Parker as possible. But the main focus, the main villain in this movie is Electro.
And, you know, it's funny, on Twitter, I asked people if they had any questions, and one guy wanted to know if the Rhino, if we actually see some horns on him. Can you answer that
one? Yes.
And somebody else wanted to know if Sharknado is the villain in Spider-Man 3.
Yes. Patton Oswalt had a really funny tweet about Sharknado, the sequel, calling it Sharknado, which I think is a really great idea. Yes, Sharknado. Sharknado is really not just a creature. It's an event, right? Uh-huh. I guess I haven't seen it, but I'm really curious about it. We'll see if we can get the rights. I don't know how Marvel will feel about that.
You know, lastly, we're at Comic-Con. What is your favorite part of Comic-Con? You were here with the first Spider-Man. You're here with the second one. You know, what do you like the most about this sort of experience?
Well, you get to see just how much enthusiasm and love there is for Spider-Man and for all these comics. I mean, walking on the street, I've seen 6 or 7 people dressed as Spider-Man, and kids dressed as Spider-Man. You realize how important it is to people and how much fun people have with it. I really enjoy that part of it. It's a very uncynical level of enthusiasm that people have for these characters in these universes, and I admire that. The other part, I love seeing other filmmakers. Like, I was just on a panel with Alfonso Cuarón and Edgar Wright, and I love that, because you know, you don't get to meet directors very often, and that's exciting for me just as a fan.
Well, good luck with The Amazing Spider-Man 2. We can't wait to see it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.